Rick Pluta just came in after studying some data of economists who've been looking into the crystal ball. Rick, what'd you find out? Who gave you the info?
Well, these numbers are from the University of Michigan's Research Seminar in Quantitative Economics. I know that means something. I just don't know what.
Yeah, I know those guys. They're pretty smart.
They are. This is a highly respected economist commune, and these gurus produce reports that are considered a good indicator of Michigan's economic health. And also, these numbers will play a major role in determining what happens with the state budget.
Well, let's look at the overall picture first.
Sure. So nationally, this appears to be the longest continuous stretch of economic growth in the country since the 1850s. In round numbers, that's in the range of 170 years. Now, that can't last forever, but how much longer can it last?
Well, we are still in an economic growth period, so there's that. A little longer, I guess.
Sure. Growth is slowing, though, but U of M economists say this is about as good as can be expected, considering how great the economy's been. So, too good to last, but still pretty good. We just don't know for how long.
So these national figures, I mean, what are the major factors when we're looking at Michigan's economic future?
Well, Detroit will be the main driver of economic growth in Michigan. Higher unemployment, but fewer people in the workforce. So more workers and potential workers available for jobs that are there. And Detroit's doing well. There are more jobs becoming available. Michigan's jobless rate is in the area of 4%. That's considered very good.
Yeah, except that in Detroit, it's often double that.
It is, but not right now. Now, that said, auto sales are expected to slow down. That's a big deal in Metro Detroit. That's a big deal in Michigan. And one of the things that they noticed is, as of right now, the GM strike does not seem to have had a big effect.
So they did lose some production, so how can that be?
Inventory. They had enough inventory to cover it, and it didn't go long enough to really, really hurt that.
Even though they're down like something like 300,000 production units. Okay,
yeah.
Got it. What about other sectors of the economy?
Sure. The growth areas in Michigan's economy, government, professional and business services, leisure and hospitality. That last one, travel, tourism, restaurants.
Even though we've been having trouble in some areas of finding help, I guess that's part of the growth, right? You can't get enough
that
people.
I mean, what we're talking about growth, we're talking about potential. And let's not forget that Governor Whitmer, like prior governors, has made training in skilled trades a priority because that's where there are jobs to be filled.
On average, we've seen salaries going up a little bit over the last couple of years. What's the prediction on that?
Personal income growth will slow down. And we should point out that could make a difference in Lansing's ongoing budget battles that we've been talking about a lot. We're seeing fights over money for roads and other infrastructure. Some critical services will be cut as a result of Governor Whitmer's budget vetoes. Republicans, Democrats battling over that. In Lansing, a lot of interest groups are close to just accepting these budget cuts that nobody wanted are as a fait accompli and just hoping that it will get better next year. Robust revenue makes it easier to resolve the standoff. Less revenue complicates this political mess.
So we're hoping for more revenue for taxes
and for
us.
A good economy equals more tax money, more revenue for Lansing's political class to try and work their way out of this morass that they're in.
And fix the roads.
Mm-hmm.
So they've put together this report. Will Lansing actually see this or hear from these guys?
Actually, two times a year, there is something called the Consensus Revenue Estimating Conference. And the idea is that instead of the House and the Senate and the governor's office arguing over how much money there is to spend, this was kind of an innovation a few decades ago when it came up, that the state treasurer, the directors of the House Fiscal Agency, the Senate Fiscal Agency, they get together and they say, here's our number. This is the target that everyone is working toward. And that just makes the job of budget making a lot easier. U of M economists play a major, major role. Their recommendations help determine what that budget number will be.
So let's say this estimate that they come up with, means that there's going to be less revenue, like we were talking about. What do they do? What does the state do then?
Then the state has to come up with new budget targets that would cut state spending. If there's a windfall, then lawmakers and the governor are free to come up with new budget targets that increase state spending.
That is Michigan Radio's Rick Pluta. Thanks.
Always a pleasure, Lester.